USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer regarding another coronavirus relief bill. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats seem unwilling to negotiate on anything, especially unemployment benefits.
I think the American people are seeing Democrats refuse to even play ball. Right, to even just say, all right, fine, let's have a week extension and let's move forward to get something that will actually work. I get phone calls every single day saying, please do not repass the $600 because it's making it to where we can't hire people back. It's paying people not to work rather than to work.
Tropical storm Isaias is making its way well off the coast of Georgia. It is expected, though, to strengthen and could be a hurricane as it reaches the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The search for 8 Marines has ended in California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
8 troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. 8 Marines were rescued, but one later died, and two are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego.
A Republican-led subcommittee in the Senate is holding a congressional hearing on the violence caused by Antifa and will hear from a number of witnesses. The Senate hearing will take place on Tuesday and be chaired by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as congressional leaders and the Trump administration continue to meet over a new coronavirus stimulus package, Republican Congressman from Florida, Brian Mass, tells Fox News what he'd like to see in the bill.
My mission, the president's mission, it's not politics. My mission is America, and that's very, very serious. I don't forget that from my time on the battlefield, and I don't forget that during my time here in Congress. But we look at that, and we got to come to it from this perspective. We don't look at it and say, well, should it be $1 trillion or $3 trillion or $5 trillion? What assistance do Americans need? And what assistance do Americans look at and say, no, listen, I'm capable of doing that myself. And I think that's where you get into those socialist ideologies of Sanders and Biden, where they want to make sure that they give everybody everything, because that's their mentality. They think Americans are capable of nothing.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1996 when the song Macarena began its reign atop the U.S. charts, the song spending a record 60 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, the song produced and written by Los Del Rio. The song was a hit in Latin America before gaining some popularity in parts of the United States, but really took off when it was added to Miami's Power 96 FM. A song, no doubt, that is still played at many weddings today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.